back to some sort of semblance of normalcy. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So leading up to Thanksgiving Day last week, I was telling everybody, well, anybody who asked, that I was excited because we were doing a delivered dinner mm-hmm. to our house from a local grocery store, and I was excited about it. I was telling everybody, yeah, it's showing up on our doorstep. We're doing the Instacart. It's coming right to our doorstep. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, the night that we're supposed to get it, I get a text saying that, you know, such and such person is shopping for your stuff. And I'm like, okay, great. And then I get a text that says, Clarence couldn't find your turkey dinner, so that's being taken off your bill.
So the turkey was gone?
The whole dinner.
Oh, the whole dinner.
Yes, the whole dinner, despite the fact that I had put in my order like 5 days before. I don't know. I guess it didn't go through. I have no idea. But you would think this would have been trouble. There had been some troubleshooting done here.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up just delivering like 24 Hawaiian rolls and a pie, a pumpkin pie that could have fed, I don't know, an army. Because the thing is huge.
I would like to see what your pumpkin pie that feeds an army looks like. I bet it's a normal pumpkin pie. How dare you?
No, it was huge pumpkin pie. I was laughing because I said to my husband, what this guy must have been thinking that he, you know, went all the way to deliver to our house 24 Hawaiian rolls and then just this pumpkin pie. But so anyway, last minute, we're having to figure out, well, what are we going to eat for Thanksgiving? I have nothing.
No, you got 24 Hawaiian rolls.
I was going to say, you got Hawaiian rolls and pie. You have a meal.
It's not the worst.
No, so everyone's happy.
We ended up, thawing out some steaks that had a bit of freezer burn.
Okay.
And so we grilled up some steaks for Thanksgiving.
That sounds
good.
With
Hawaiian rolls.
That sounds fantastic. I know you're writing this up as a Thanksgiving horror story, but this is awesome.
Yeah, I'm not.
Steak, rolls, and pie.
It was fine. It was just, I was so excited. I just thought this was so slick that this dinner was just going to be showing up on our doorstep. And then, you know, I had people were checking in on us, and they're like, how'd the dinner end up going?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, well, it didn't even show up. We ended up having to chisel some freezer burn off some steaks.
Oh, geez Louise. You are so
What
dramatic.
Are you going to say? Dramatic?
You're just so dramatic. The steaks were barely edible. They had been in the freezer for days. You are just
no, these
so
came from like a You're, cow that someone
okay,
gave us.
All right.
Like a year ago.
Okay, well, they're fine.
Things are going well in your life if those steaks can sit in your freezer for a year.
I forgot about them.
How does that even happen?
Put them in the downstairs freezer, and I've totally forgot about them.
Meanwhile, milk goes 3 days near the expiration date, and you're like, out of the house!
That is
true.
But
you can eat your year-old steaks and your normal-sized pie that you think can feed 30.
We had a call, last-minute audible change of plans, and so we just did steaks and Hawaiian rolls. I mean, wondering if anybody else had to call any last-minute changes. 280-1025. Maybe it wasn't this year, maybe a different year. And I don't know. Things happen all the time, to turkeys, and I suppose. But at least you have maybe other side dishes or something else. I mean, we literally had steaks and Hawaiian roll and pumpkin pie.
Okay. You go to the store. I know you got to venture out, but you got to go to the store, get some potatoes and some butter. You can make some mashed potatoes.
Just have potatoes in the house all the time?
No. Why? I never. I make, that's why, one of the reasons why I look forward to mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving, because
You don't make baked potato ever?
No.
Huh? Okay.
No, I know. I'm having to rethink that now. Now I'm thinking I need a little stock of potatoes at all times for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really even have vegetables. Okay, I had a can of green beans. I did also toss in a can of green beans to our Thanksgiving dinner.
So according to you had three things in the house.
Yes.
What'd you do? Like right before, like Thanksgiving is coming, clear out everything.
All we need is delivered. Ice. The whole meal was coming to my door.
It's not like you were going to be gone the rest of the time.
Where's your whole... Oh, guys. You have not experienced Thanksgiving unless you enjoy my Brussels sprout casserole. It's just the best. I don't have it. What are you doing?
I had surgery. I wasn't cooking anything.
Right.
I am recovering from a surgery.
What about the emergency supply, though? Couldn't have raided that?
Those were the green beans. And the steaks.
You have one can of green beans in your emergency supply? And Leah now in Rockwell City. What happened, Leah?
Well, at the beginning of November, I always send out a message to both sides, my husband and mine, who's all coming, you know, how many can we expect? And everybody replies, blah, blah, blah. This year was, of course, weird with the coronavirus. But we were going to be about 24 people.
Okay.
So we go grocery shopping the Sunday before Thanksgiving to get everything. Spend exorbitant amounts of money, was planning all this food. We get home and literally our guest list was cut in half.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, that day, people canceled.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So we were like the complete opposite of you, Colleen. We had so much food.
So if I had just had your number, I could have texted you and you could have just left a Thanksgiving dinner on our doorstep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We could have fed everybody.
Yeah. I suppose that's what happens when people decide last minute to cancel.
Yeah.
It's too bad they couldn't have come to that conclusion, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Would have saved you some money.
It worked out great. And we had leftovers for days, you know, but it was just like the complete opposite of yours. We had more food than you could even imagine.
Right. Right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. The fun continues off air on social media. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.